Welcome back, guys. Episode number 45 of the Morning Walk with Dustin show. I'm excited to be back today. Fuck, it feels good outside today. It's not as crisp as I really like the air to feel, but it feels good today. It feels like it may rain in a little while, maybe. But I got some good shit for you this morning, man. I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about... You know, I was talking to someone yesterday, and they were like just talking about how life just hasn't seemed to be fair for them lately. And so that kind of triggered me to be like, okay, let's talk about what isn't fair then. You know what I mean? Like this morning, it's a beautiful morning. Like I said, the temperature is nice. The clouds are a little dark, and you know, so this morning the birds are probably going to getting their food early as fuck this morning, you know what I'm saying? Getting them something to eat because it's probably going to rain a little later. So, do you think, you know, think about it. There's some worm on the ground somewhere, a caterpillar or something, right? And it's just inching along. It's living its life. But the bird's got to eat, you know? So the bird's just flying around. It's living its life too. But the worm is what's going to keep the bird alive, right? So the worm literally lived its life to keep the bird alive, and then so the worm just got ate, right? he's inching on his fucking on his little leaf somewhere, and the bird flies by, sees that he eats him, or he's on the ground, the bird gets him up off the ground, you know what I mean? So the worm is no more. And do you think that was very fair to the worm? Do you think the worm, you know, woke up this morning planning on getting ate by a bird? I doubt it, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like that in life, you know. We're gonna have days that we're sad. We're gonna have days that we're happy. We're gonna have days that we're excited. You know, we're gonna go through all these different emotions and all these different trials and tribulations. But that's just life. Stop, you know, comparing to what's fair, because when you look at the food chain, you know, that's that's why, you know, you have to look at it like people hate to say that they're the you know, they made their life. You see what I mean? People hate that thought that, like, you're self-made, right? Only people that will actually admit that is successful people. But people that are failing are self-made as well. You made yourself fail. As simple as that. Like, seriously, you lined your life up that way. And people are sitting back, you know, literally bitching about how life's not fair. When life is fair, if you play it fair, you know what I'm saying? If you play it, and you know, if you're playing your life in situations for just setting yourself up to lose, you're going to keep losing. But if you'll shift your, you know, your mindset, your thinking, and your actions towards some shit a little more positive, you can be self-made successful as well, you know what I mean? And then you can say, hey, I'm self-made. Like I said, you can say it today. You just don't want to. you don't want to believe that you put yourself here, you know what I'm saying? People hate that thought. And that was one of my big problems too, like trying to get over that hump, you know, that first hump of entrepreneurship, you know what I mean? Like leaving the mindset that I had behind so that I could elevate my life. That's one of the first steps I had to take, man. I had to get over what was fair. You know what I mean? Like, how come I didn't have a good family? You know what I'm saying? How come I don't have someone to buy me a car when I'm 16? How come, you know, how come all this shit, all that wasn't fair, right? Well, look at me now. See what I mean? Now people wonder how the hell I did it. When I didn't have shit, you know what I'm saying? Now people sit back and be like, well, lucky him. Must be nice, you know, if just anybody could make it like that. Motherfucker, I am just anybody. I'm lower than just anybody. You know what I'm saying? I came from lower than just anybody would come from. Honestly. You know, I was never expected to make it this far. And I'm so underestimated about how far I'm about to go. so underestimated. And the reason why is because I take those actions. You know what I mean? I don't tell myself that life's unfair. You know what I mean? I don't care. I don't care about what got me there. What the fuck's gonna get me out? You know what I mean? Okay, it wasn't my fault. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't my fault that I started off on a hard foot, but what the fuck was I gonna do about it? That's where I'm at today. You know what I'm saying? Like, it may not be your fault. You know what I'm saying? It may not fucking be fair, but what the fuck are you gonna do about it? You know what I'm saying? Are you gonna sit back and keep bitching like a little fucking kid? You know what I'm saying? What the fuck? We're not sissies. Don't be a little bitch. You know what I mean? What the fuck are you gonna do about it? That's where I'm at right now. Like, so many people are like, man, you ain't gonna fuck with me. You don't help us no more. Well, what the fuck are you gonna do about it? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? You can't just sit back and rely on somebody and then talk about how unfair life is. No shit. The worm didn't have a very fair morning this morning either. You know what I'm saying? Like, at least you ain't a worm. Fuck, you can go eat worms if you want. The worm can't eat you. You know what I'm saying? You got a chance. We're the smartest known living being on this planet. Like, the human. Make something happen with that shit. Like, don't waste your form, your chance with the body you're in. You know, the mind you have, the health you have, the fucking time you have. Why would you waste that? You're so smart. You know what I mean? Like, and you're sitting back talking about somehow life ain't fair. Motherfucker, it was like a 1 in 4 billion chance that you're even here. How unfair is that? It was unfair to the other 3,999,000, whatever the fuck, that didn't get to be here. So you could. You see what I mean? Fuck. Appreciate even being here, please. You know, appreciate our earth. Respect our earth. You know what I'm saying? Respect yourself. Fuck. I get pumped up on topics like this, man, because I didn't have that, man. I didn't have that, even that comfort to even rely on. Nobody gave a fuck if I said that my whole life. You know what I'm saying? Do you think if I would have just sat around crying about how I had no mom and no daddy, that somebody was just going to give me a motherfucking mom or a daddy? No. It didn't matter how unfair life was. You know what I'm saying? I had to make something happen. You know what I'm saying? I had to shape my own self that way I'd be ready. I'd be ready to be a father when it came my time. And then I could change the shit for my children. You know what I'm saying? Where they didn't have to feel the uncomfort that I had to grow up in. You know, my kids are comfortable. They're happy. You know, they have good lives, man. They have their parents. You know? And that's the way it should have been. And I understand that. I understand that it was an unfair situation for me. You know what I mean? But I didn't live in the unfair situation. See, are you going through it or are you growing through it? You know what I mean? I grew through mine. A lot of you motherfuckers are just going through shit. How long you gonna go through that one fucking situation? How long you gonna go through that one thought? How long you gonna go through that one action? You know what I'm saying? My mind moves constantly. I don't sit around and just waste time on shit like that. I flip the channel. You know, as soon as that shit occurs in my, even in my mental, it's time to flip the channel. You know what I mean? It's over with. It's over with. Just out here on my walk earlier, there's some really dope places to take some pictures. I brought a bottle of 6K Organics with me, and I was snapping a couple of pictures. Y'all will be able to see those on Instagram. Anybody that hasn't, at 6K Organics, you can follow my brand that I'm building, and you can actually get a lot of tips on just watching our growth and how we're doing it, how fast it's going. We got I'm pretty sure I got almost 800 page views in the last 7 days, all organically, haven't paid anybody to do anything. That's all from these two thumbs. Yeah, man, you can really do shit like that. You just have to, you have to buckle down, and you have to not be sitting around fucking telling yourself how unfair life is. Just think about that fucking worm. When you sit back and you think about how unfair your life was, just close your eyes and imagine. You just woke up. You're a little worm. You know what I'm saying? You're just crawling through the dirt. Right, you know, surface level. Trying to get up close to the top so you can get some of that sun this morning, you know what I'm saying? And warm your little body up a little bit before you gotta dive a little deeper this evening. And boom, you feel something hit the top of the dirt and you're like, oh shit, it's probably a bird. Boom, you start trying to wiggle away. The bird senses every move that you fucking make. Boom, hits you right there in the fucking back. Picks you up out of the dirt. You know what I mean? And now it takes you, picks your ass up, flies you through the fucking air, drops you off in the goddamn nest and feeds you to a fucking little kid. Another bird. A baby bird. You know what I mean? And then boom. While they're still chewing you up, mama flies back down there, comes back up there with your uncle too. You know, you see how unfair shit just got if you was a worm, right? So, your shit ain't nothing, man. You ain't a worm, bro. Nobody can just do you like that, you know what I'm saying? You do you like that. Nobody else has that power, you know what I'm saying? Nobody else can snatch you up right in the middle of your back and just pull you out of your dirt and take off with you and it's over with for you. Shit. That ain't how this works. What you doing, Jets? Yeah, that ain't how this right here works, man. You're in control, man. You gotta choose which way you're finna go. You know? Damn, the wind's picking up, Jack. You feel that wind coming, boy? Jack started running when that wind blew. He knows this storm finna come in, ain't it? But yeah, man, I hope I spoke to someone this morning with this one, because this one's pretty deep. I know over about the last two podcasts, I've been noticing I still got my riders with me. You know, but I noticed a good bit of people have slacked off since the first episode. And you know what? That's not discouraging to me. That lets me know that my podcast is working. That lets me know that, you know, only the strong can survive something like this. You know what I'm saying? Someone can only take this much constructive criticism. You know what I'm saying? Someone can only watch this much pain. Someone can only see this much happen before they do something. You know what I'm saying? And I see which one of you is gonna do it, man. And don't think that I don't have this. By now, I got it down pretty good to who you guys are. And I really appreciate you. I really do. And I wish you the solid best, man. Like, I want you to make it. You know, from the bottom of my heart, I want you to make it. And I promise you, this is how to do it. I may not know your current situation. You know what I'm saying? Come on. And the truck came flying around the corner. These folks around here be in a hurry, son. But yeah, like I was saying, I may not know your current situation, but I feel like I know your current feelings. You know what I mean? I know the situation you want to be in. You know what I mean? That's how I feel. And I know how to get you there. And I'm honest. You know what I mean? I'm not out here filling your head with bullshit. And another thing, you know, I'm at your level. You know what I'm saying? I'm still at a grippable level. Like, I'm not Gary V big. You know what I'm saying? You can still contact me and get information pretty fast. You don't have to wait 2 or 3 days to get back to me. You know what I'm saying? Not yet. Not yet. It's coming. But But I'm so glad that the few of you that are riding with me have the opportunity to ride with me while I'm still at this level, when I have time for you guys. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going to get to a point to where, man, I may honestly be paying somebody to do the morning walk with Dustin for me. I may be that busy. It may become that, man. I'm seeing it grow really fast, man. And I'm seeing changes coming that I never expected, you know what I mean? And I just want you guys to have your shot before it happens. Really, I do. And, you know, between yesterday's, you know, walking exercise, clearing our minds, getting our mind in a healthy place, and then the information I just given you from today's podcast, I feel like if you can put that two shit together, man, with a little bit of mix from everything we've already learned in the last, you know, 43 episodes, because this is number 45, that you'll have the roadmap you need, man. You'll have the information you need to go the way that you need to go. Because you know the feeling, you know what I'm saying? You get the feeling when that's what you want to do, that's the right way to go. You know, right and wrong is there. You feel the right, you know what I'm saying? You're just scared of it. Because whatever, life ain't fair, there ain't enough money, you're too busy. You know, I know. Trust me, I was all that shit too. Started with $150 3 years ago. And look at me. Would you just look at it? I'm sorry if the wind is like incredibly horrible today, but there's not much I can do about that. But I'm just meaning, like, I hope that you can understand me clearly. I hope it isn't like messing up the quality of the podcast. But if so, I'm terribly sorry, and I hope it was good enough for you to at least understand. You know, I really like coming on this podcast, man. I really like sharing my experiences, man. I really like how I feel like the topics that are needed, when they're needed, come to me. And I really like how when I'm just supposed to talk, nothing comes to me. So I just talk, you know what I mean? I enjoy this, man. I really do. And like I was saying earlier, I hope I'm putting it together in a way that's benefiting you guys, man. You guys that are hanging in there with me. Like I said, I knew that everybody from episode one wasn't staying. You know, episode one got a lot of traction. And the only reason is because it was a new thing. It was hot. It was cool. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, everybody had to check it out once. But once everyone seen how tough it was, how real it was, they couldn't even relate. They couldn't hang out long enough. You know what I mean? They couldn't stay long enough to get what they needed. So they're going to stay where they're at. But you guys chose better. And that's why I want better for you. I really, really do. You know? That's the best way I can put it for you guys. Like, I don't know that anybody else wants you to win as much as Dustin Pate does. And that's honest. Like, I want us all to end up in the same building somewhere one day. You know, I want you to come on my podcast with me. And tell everyone how my podcast got you where you were going. You know, and then I want you to be able to utilize all I've built from that opportunity, that interview with me. I want you to be able to utilize all I've built and grow your own thing. I want it to blow up out of the water from that one interview. That's what I want to happen. But I just need you guys to trust me and to take the action that's needed, or it won't. You know, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. It was really meaningful to me. I love each and every one of you. Until next time, I'm out.